From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with David and Valerie Mayfield, a dynamic bluegrass duo with amazing tight harmonies and a truly beautiful blend of talent. Stay tuned for the music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I'm going out on a highway, listening to the big truck whine. I'm going out on a highway, listening to the big truck whine. Hi-ya. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind? Oh, New Mexico ain't bad, though. The people here, they treat you kind. Oh, New Mexico ain't bad, though. The people here, they treat you kind. Hi-ya. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind? There's bad news from Houston, half my friends are dying. Oh, there's bad news from Houston, half my friends are dying. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind?
I'll pick it, huh?
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. So that white freight liner's gonna haul away my brain. Hey, hey.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 449th performance. We come to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Red Barn stage, David and Valerie Mayfield.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Newsom, with David and Valerie Mayfield. Here's Donald.
Well, it's warmer here than where you started from today, right?
That's right.
With David and Valerie Mayfield here on Red Barn Radio. Let's go way back to when it all started. I guess, Valerie, ladies first. Sorry, David.
No problem.
You have to wait for a second.
How did
you get involved in music at an early age?
Well, my dad and brother played bluegrass music, and that was pretty much the only kind of music I knew, except maybe for a few Fats Domino records that I had laying around that I really loved. Besides that, it was all Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley and Don Reno and Red Smiley and Jimmy Martin, and the list goes on and on, the Osborne Brothers, and I would listen to them all day, and then my dad bought me a Loretta Lynn album, and I just fell in love with her, and I would sing all day long, and my dad needed a bass player in his bluegrass band, and I wanted to play the mandolin, but he said, no, we need a bass player, so I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I should have, and I think that taught me a lot. And so we played every Saturday night at the Strand Theater in Alliance, Ohio, and we played every Sunday morning at a church on WFAH on a radio station. We did that every single weekend from 8 years old. I don't know how long all my life that I can remember, and that taught me a lot. And then to find out later that my now husband here, David Mayfield, was there too, weren't you? You were at the Strand Theater sometime when I was there and we didn't know each other. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I've never been to heaven, not the one on high, but I have been to heaven just the same. Carried by an angel off to paradise. In her arms she carried me away. Well, I may never see it, but I know that it's real. I've never been to heaven, but I know how it feels. I've never been a gambler, but I lost it all the moment that she turned and walked away. Taking foolish chances with my baby's love, a loser at my own two-time game. I knew it was a long shot, still I spun the wheel. I've never been a gambler, but I know how it feels. Never been in prison behind those cold gray walls, but I am a prisoner just the same. Longing for my freedom, I hear the highway call, a prisoner of her memories bound and chained. Well, I may not be locked up behind concrete and steel. I've never been in prison, but I know how it feels. Yeah, I may not be locked up behind concrete and steel. I've never been in prison, but I know how it feels.
You say you started on bass kind of begrudgingly to your dad. When did you actually get to pick up the mandolin like you wanted?
I actually never got to get a mandolin until after I married my husband. As that story goes, can I tell that story?
Sure,
you might as
right.
well.
I tell it all the time on stage, but I said, I'd sure like to play the mandolin. And he says, well, if you want a mandolin, he said, go get you a job and get you one. And I did. The only thing I can remember in my lifetime that I got on the credit, you know, and I was paying $50 a month. And when I brought my mandolin home, I set it down in a corner. I plunked on it a little bit, and I thought, oh, what have I done? This thing's extremely harder than I thought. But I loved listening to Clarence White and all these newer versions, more of a progressive modern bluegrass that I hadn't heard from, you know, that compared to what we had, the records we had at my father's house. And I was just like in a whole new world because he had Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley and, you know, it was Boone Creek.
Tony Rice.
Yeah. And, you know, the Manzanita album. And I'm listening to all this stuff and I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know. And I was actually telling him to come listen to his own albums. But he's like, yeah, I know, they're my albums. They're great, you know.
There is a time for love and laughter. Days will pass like summer storm. The autumn wind will follow after. There is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wonder. Time is young and so are we. Woods are greener over yonder. Path is new, world is free. So when you're home and in the springtime, finding love in the summer sun, frost will come and bring your harvest. You can rest when the day is done. There is a time for us to wonder. Time is young and so are we. With our greener over yonder, path is new, the world is free. There's a time when leaves are falling, woods are gray, the paths are old. Winter comes, the geese are calling, I need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wonder, time is young and so are we. Woods are greener over yonder, path is new, the world is free. Path is new, the world is free. Path is new.
If you've just joined us, we're with David and Valerie Mayfield on Red Barn Radio.
Now, David, I made you wait in the corner for a while. Don't put baby in the corner, but you can put David in the corner.
Okay, no problem. I'm used to it.
What's your story to how you picked up some instruments?
Well, my grandparents played guitar and fiddle, and I had two uncles that played everything. And I grew up playing for square dances every Saturday night in Reedsville, West Virginia. The square dance music was fine, the fiddle music and everything, and then I heard a five-string banjo, and it just blew me away, and then I was hooked on bluegrass. And I started playing bluegrass when I was 18, had a bluegrass band, and we had a band called The Bottom Line, and Missy Raines was a bass player for us for a while, and she's pretty prominent in bluegrass today. And we did that for a while, and then we were having our kids and working jobs and things, and then we started a country band. It was a bluegrass country band. It was in the 90s when line dancing was just getting real big. For some reason, we could nail country back then because it was Ricky Skaggs, Marty Stewart, Keith Whitley, Patti Loveless, and we could just nail that.
I'm going there.
said he'd meet me when I come. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm only going over
David was like 12 years old. He joined us on the bass, and about that time is when the line dancer was kind of winding down, and we went back to playing bluegrass music with David. And then Jesse joined us when she was 8, and the band was called One Way Rider, back when the family band. So that's basically my story. And then here we are, back on doing it again.
So Valerie had an album that got pushed out by other acts such as Bill Monroe, and rightfully so, but any recollections of something that was a little bit off country or bluegrass that you might have had on vinyl back then?
I had a weird, was called Sebastian Bach Beethoven Bluegrass album.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Durango Reinhardt.
Yeah. actually, my favorite album was Larry Rice, Mr. Poverty. Mm-hmm. That one still... It's not real obscure, but that was one of my favorites. I had the Newgrass type music, and I never had the Bill Monroe and the Jimmy Martin influence that she had. So we came from different backgrounds. So when I was in my early 20s, I joined a band called Footsteps of Tradition, and they did only Bill Monroe, Stanley, and Flat and Scruggs songs only. So I had to go back to school to learn that stuff. So that was interesting. But yeah, we've kind of melted together both our influences, the Newgrass and the old stuff. So.
Was in the spring we met each other, and by chance the seed was sown. Now 15 years we've been together, and our love, how big it's grown. And you're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I
I sing. Now no one knows how big our love is, how two hearts can beat as one. Your smiling eyes and way of kissing, a loving touch when day is done. And you're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sing. Some people plan for the future. They build a house and save their pain. They need a sign to go on living, but I know a better way. And you're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sing.
You mentioned that you were kind of drawn to the banjo.
Learn to play a little bit. Val can play it more than I can. Our son David's been playing it. He can play anything.
Can't mess around. It's like I'm messing around with the guitar, but, too, and the fiddle.
Yeah, I always play guitar or bass. I played bass and guitar, and I play the mandolin a little bit of fiddle. I just love the sound of a banjo. I never really wanted to play one. I just wanted to play with one.
We slowed down a lot. We're working in Nashville like 4 shows, 7 days a week, wasn't it? And then we slowed down some of those shows because the kids were so young. And then we had to return home because my parents were ill. And we started looking after them. And we got into like regular job scene, and our playing was getting less and less. And the kids, we had encouraged them, well, keep going. And then we were very excited and happy to hear, we watched them. We lived vicariously through them on Facebook. And then we're excited when they both have major record deals, and they are going on, and they should, because they're both extremely talented. And we would go work their merch tables. Their fans would come up and say, why aren't you two playing? And I'm like, you really want us to play? And I'll go, you know, I miss it. And then we had a kind of a life-changing thing happen, huh?
Yeah, I got fired.
Yeah, he lost his job. We tell it all.
I didn't lose it. They fired me.
Yeah, well, I try to soften it up a little bit and say that, but he always tells the truth.
The wind is cold. It's the only one I know. The blossoms of the dogwood tree have fallen all away, and like our love they lay to rest beneath. Soon before
Dave likes to clarify this song. His next song is, he says this is the, one of the reasons women don't like him. Is that
just
right?
One of them.
Just
yeah.
One of the reasons? Okay. All right, kick her off, son.
Now the Bible tells a story about Adam's rib, how the Lord made a woman for companionship. The first thing she did was take a bite of that forbidden fruit. Well, I guess we'll be paying till the end of time. At least that's how it is with that woman of mine. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back. Well, this is wrong, and honey, that ain't right. I'm working, trying to please that woman day and night. She's never satisfied, although I try to do the best that I can. This is gonna change her, honey, I'm gonna leave. I won't let evolution make a monkey out of me. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back. Got a hole in my wallet and a pain in my side. Ever since I made that little girl my blushing bride. Her daddy calls her angel and her mama calls her three times a night. Her cousin's on my sofa and her sister drives my car. Her brother drink my liquor like my house was a bar. Oh Lord, I think I want my rib back. Well, this is wrong and honey, that ain't right. I'm working, trying to please that woman day and night.
She's coming up, more Red Barn Radio with David and Valerie Mayfield, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.